It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena. Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Atamarie, Rachel, I'm good. We're getting the rain. It felt like summer a couple of weeks ago, and then we've had this patch of rain, but we'll go into summer with the gardens damp, the pastures growing, and the lakes pretty full.
Exactly.
And hopefully the sunshine will come before Christmas. Looking forward to it maybe from this weekend, when we can travel outside of Auckland for the first time.
Some big changes happening this week. Yes, from midnight tonight, people will be able to come in and out of Tāmaki Makaurau. And we've also just heard a big announcement from the government yesterday that on the 30th of December, we will be moving into orange here in Tāmaki. Now, how are you feeling about that announcement? Is it what you were hoping to hear, what you were expecting to hear?
Look, for most of us, we're pretty good about it. For the hospitality industry, they've been through some really tough times, and I guess they were disappointed. They were hoping that maybe in this couple of really busy weeks before Christmas, they'd be able to pack more than 100 people into, you know, some of the bars, restaurants, etc. So I did advocate on their behalf to government and, you know, push for moving to orange as soon as practically possible. But, you know, what I do accept is that the government's got to take a wider look. They've got to look at the safety of the community as a whole, and they carry the responsibility to ensure that everybody's safe. They've got to take the hard decisions. The rest of us can pontificate about what we'd like, and if they get it wrong, they carry the can. Mm. So the critics of the government not moving fast enough now, if we were to get an outbreak of COVID across the community and we had to start putting higher restrictions in place, the same critics that say we're not moving fast enough now would criticise the government for being reckless. So it's a tough job sometimes being in government, but yep, that's what you get elected for, I guess. On the whole, I think, you know, we're going into summer with falling new COVID cases, high vaccination levels, limited restrictions on what we can do. We can finally get a haircut, go shopping, go out for a coffee, a drink, a meal, and as I said, from tonight, travel anywhere around the country. So that's the bright side, and as we go into Christmas, let's celebrate the good.
Now, with that focus on hospitality, what's the feedback been to council about how that's running so far? Because we've had a lot of discussions about, you know, the idea of getting more al fresco dining happening, but how has it been functioning? Because it is a very difficult situation. What's been some of the feedback you've heard from that space?
Yeah, the feedback I've gotten from personal observation is that it's a bit mixed. See, you know, right from the time that hospitality opened up, you realise what it does for a city, because suddenly streets that had been dead had come back to life. Federal Street, where I'm based up here, and walking down to the viaduct was buzzing. People tell me Ponsonby Road is really going. But other parts of the city are a bit quieter. I mean, Queen Street, much more pedestrian traffic now, but quieter because people haven't all come back to work suddenly because of the traffic light system. And I was just talking to someone this morning, and they said in New York, they estimate there's about a 20% long-term reduction in people travelling into the city centre. And that's quite a big reduction. I mean, great for congestion on the motorways if it's the car drivers that aren't coming in, but certainly feeling it in public transport, and some of the people in the heart of the city are feeling the consequences of that. So, you know, maybe there will be some long-term change. Not everybody wants to work from home, but a lot of people quite like working from home for a good part of the week. And, you know, in some ways, in the world, if it wasn't for COVID, we might even be encouraging more people to work from home to ease congestion, to lower emissions and that sort of thing. So it is a bit of a mixed bag. The hoteliers are saying it's still quiet in Auckland. Well, not surprisingly at the moment.
Are we expecting that to change with the obviously travel opening up again tonight? Is that something that we're predicting? We're going to get quite a bit of influx into the city? I know there's been some trepidation about that.
Yeah, we'll get some. How much we'll get is a bit difficult to know, because for the last 3 months, all the talk of the country has been Auckland's lockdown, isolated, you know, COVID capital of the country. I want to change that perception. I want to say, I was listening to somebody on the radio this morning, and they were in a podium saying, we don't want Aucklanders down here, we're only 66% vaxxed. And, you know, our rallying call ought to be, hey, Auckland District Health Board, 97% of Aucklanders in that health board have had their first vaccination. Mm. We're the highest vaccinated city in the country, one of the highest in the world, and that arguably makes us one of the safest places in the country to be. Mm. And, you know, look, Auckland is always quiet over the summer as people go out of town, but there's so many fantastic things around the city to see and do. I'm hoping that we'll attract some people back to take advantages, and the hotels will presumably be offering some decent discounts to attract custom. This might be a chance of a lifetime to get a really good hotel and a bit of relaxation and close to restaurants and bars and at a reasonable rate and not a peak rate as they'd often find.
Now, I do want to come back to talking about some of the things that will be happening in Tāmaki over the summer, because there are some cool stuff going on. But I do want to have a bit of a chat about what are some of the recommendations we're hearing from the government, but also from community spaces, about how Aucklanders should be behaving in the city across summer and also leaving the city, because that's been a really hot topic, particularly with a lot of iwi in lower vaccinated areas saying, please don't come here. What's been some of the discussions you've been involved with that particular part of travel?
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, you know, I've always stood up to the right of Aucklanders to travel anywhere in the country because we've done the right thing. We've held the line on COVID. We've dealt with 107 days of lockdown to keep everybody safe in the rest of the country and give them a time to be vaccinated. And I guess as an Aucklander, I feel just a little bit aggrieved when people say, don't come here, we're not vaccinated, when we've given them that gift of time
to have the
opportunity to get it.
We do know that there are lots of reasons why certain areas are struggling with vaccination versus, you know, places like central Auckland. But what are some of the conversations that are happening about Aucklanders if they are going into those spaces? What should they be doing? What's going on in that area at the moment?
Yeah, I guess the advice is be respectful, understand that people in other areas of the country where the vaccination rates are lower are naturally fearful that you know, Aucklanders will bring this virus with them. Ironically, again, you know, go back to what I heard this morning about Opotiki. The guy said, well, whanau are welcome to come back, but we don't want visitors. Unfortunately, whanau are probably the most likely of the people to be carrying the virus, so that's not going to guarantee protection to those areas.
So are you saying people should take a test before they leave the city, or what's that advice?
The advice is, I mean, you've got the rapid antigen testing now, which is available at, 149 pharmacies. If you're not vaccinated, you have to take one of those tests and show the results of it, because if you get pulled up in a spot check and you haven't done that and you're not double vaccinated, they'll ask you to turn around and go back home. For those that are double vaccinated, you don't have to take a test. You are, of course, welcome to take one if you want just that extra bit of assurance. But I just think what we need to do is we need to take the caution that we've been showing in our city by and large over the lockdown period with us, to be respectful of the people that we are visiting, understand their fears and concerns, and not pretend that the COVID virus doesn't exist in the community. Mm. It's still there. It's still active. It could break out again. We're seeing that happen in Sydney right now. We're seeing it happening in London and the United Kingdom. Mm. And Omicron will come. We're doing our best to keep it out, but it will come. Mm-hmm. So just keep cautious, enjoy your freedom, but remember the protocols and be respectful of others' concern that you are from Auckland and that they may be fearful that you could be carrying the virus.
So for those Aucklanders not leaving Auckland, or for folks coming into Tāmaki across the summer period, what are some of the highlights in the calendar for Auckland Council events? Because there are some cool things coming up. Anything you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, look, I'll give you one of my favourites. It's Sculpture in the Gardens, open right now at the Botanic Gardens, opened on the 11th of December, and it goes right through to April. It's free. It's open to everyone. You know, you've got the outdoor sculptures, you've got an indoor gallery, you've got events, competitions, and you've got one of the most beautiful gardens anywhere in New Zealand. And we expect to get 300,000 to 400,000 visitors through the gardens during the exhibition. So that's one of one of my favourites. We've got the movies and the Music in the Parks series opening in mid-January, and we'll be well and truly into orange by then, so you know, great to get along there and enjoy that. Lots of events right across the city for both music and movies in the park. The Auckland Art Gallery, you've got the Mary Quant fashion revolutionary exhibition. And, you know, for those of you that remember the days of, well, you don't remember the days of Twiggy and others, you know, Mary Quant was that icon of a swinging London and a powerful role model for the working woman.
Mm.
So that would be pretty good. You've got also, Auckland's got this Reactivate Tamaki Makaurau program. Mm-hmm. We've got a $12 million worth of vouchers and discounts to give away. They'll be available to people. And if you're, the zoo is just a fantastic place to visit, particularly since they've done the orangutan compound. And, you know, if you're a family, that would normally cost you $65, and that's quite a lot of money for a family. With the $100 voucher that your family will be entitled to, you'll be able to get there for free and have some change left over.
Awesome.
So once that program opens up, you know, going to the zoo, going to the museum, going to the beaches, going to the Gulf Islands, going out in the harbour. Well, what is there not to like about Auckland, Rachel?
Some good stuff coming our way, certainly. Hey, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Mayor Phil Goff, and for speaking with us across the year. I hope you have a lovely Christmas time, and we'll look forward to chatting again in the new year.
Yeah, and you have a fantastic Christmas and summer holiday, Rachel, and to all of our listeners. It's been a bloody tough year.
Yes.
This is the time to get out there and enjoy it, and pahutukawa trees in flower, beaches, sunshine, beautiful sparkling waters. Let's go out there and make the most of it.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you in January. Ka kite.
Okay. Ka kite anō.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.